Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we talk brainstorms with UX designer Brian. Let's go. First question. You thought you'd see everyone's idea in the team brainstorm, but you've got a grand total of one. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, right? Because in Miro, the team can add ideas now or later. And with Privacy Mode, we can keep them anonymous until they're good to share.
Correct. Next, you need the best way to explain your idea, but all you have is a few sticky notes. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, because, you know, in Miro, I could record videos, add text, images, links, and digital sticky notes, of course, present my thoughts the way I want.
Right again! Now, you're looking for a past idea you thought was just genius. Only you could find... Oh, there it is. Drawing Board or...
Miro. All our finished and unfinished work lives in one place.
And he's won.
Join over 60 million people getting ideas noticed in Miro Brainstorms. Get your first three boards for free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.
Hello and welcome to This Day in History. I'm your host, Elise, and here's what happened on January 20th. It happened just moments after the inauguration of Ronald Reagan as the 40th U.S. president. On this day in 1981, 52 Americans held captive at the U.S. Embassy in Iran were released, ending the 444-day-long Iran hostage crisis. The crisis had begun on November 4, 1979, when militant Iranian students, outraged that the U.S. government had allowed the ousted Shah of Iran to travel to New York for medical treatment, seized the U.S. embassy in Tehran. Unable to diplomatically resolve the crisis, President Jimmy Carter ordered a disastrous rescue mission in which 8 U.S. military personnel were killed and no hostages were rescued. Carter lost the presidential election to Ronald Reagan that November, and soon after, successful negotiations began between the U.S. and Iran. On the day of Reagan's inauguration, the U.S. freed almost $8 billion in frozen Iranian assets, and the hostages were released. Also on this day in history, Presidents Kennedy, Nixon, Reagan, Obama, and Trump were inaugurated. And on this day in 1841, China ceded Hong Kong to the British. Thanks for listening. That's all for today in history. Make sure to rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Tune in tomorrow to learn a little bit more about the world around you. And of course, have a great day.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.